Shalom. We'll be talking tonight about two main shitas of the love of Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotzeh. It says in the Torah, Lo Yiroh Lecho Chometz, Lo Yiroh Lecho Seor, B'chol Gvulecho. In the Gemara, it's always called Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotzeh. It shouldn't be seen, it shouldn't be found, Chometz during Pesach. Now the question is this a love that you get Malkus on it or not? The klal is that a love to get Malkus has to be a love that's not Nitak Le'eser. Which means if the Torah gave after the lav an eser to fix the lav, so you don't get malchus on it because the eser fixes the lav. Let's say if somebody was left nosar, he didn't eat the bisar kodshim at night, and it was left till the morning. So the Torah says, "Va'nosar mimenu ba'ish tisrofu, to burn it in fire." So the burning of the nosar is a tikkun, a fixing on the lav. So you don't get malchus because the tikkun of the lav is not the malchus, only the eser. Now the question is Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh a lav anitak le'eser or not? Because we have also eser of tashbisu. Tashbisus are mibotechen. So we have the lav of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh shouldn't be found in your house. And we have the eser of tashbisu taking it out of your house. So it should be a nitak le'eser. The shit of Tosfos, and maybe Rashi, is that it's nitak le'eser, and you don't get malchus. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says that although Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh is a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh, there's no, you can't do it with a ma'aseh, because if you have chometz in your house, it's found. It's not something you did with your hands. That means in order to get malchus, it has to be a lav that you did a Maisa biyodain, the moshul lo sachsum shor bedisha. You're not allowed to muzzle a behema while it's working with the tavua. So if you were chosein the behema with your hands, you put a muzzle on the mouth. So then it's your get malchus. But if you, let's say a lav that you don't do it with a maisa, you're not getting malchus on it. So Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, the Rambam says you don't get malchus because it's a lav shein bo maisa. Well, what happens if you did it with a ma'aseh kegon? If he's kona chometz bePesach, or he had a dough, a iser on Pesach, and he was machmitzet biyodayim, you get malchus. So we have two shittas, two basic shittas. Is the Rambam says you get malchus on Bal Yiroh. It's not called a nitak le'eser. It just depends if you do a ma'aseh or not. And Tosfos Shita is that you do get you don't get malchus because it's called the nitak le'eser. Tosfos is in Daf Tzadikei. The Gemara there says the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We won't go into the whole sugya. And over there, the Gemara says that there are things in Pesach Rishon that in Pesach Sheni were memaite. And the Gemara says there's a lav nitak le'eser by Pesach, and it's memait a different lav anitak le'eser, which means there's a lav of lo yashiru mimenu ad bosar, not to leave over from the bosar of Pesach Sheni till the morning, or there's a lav of lo sotzi mimenu, not to take out from the bosar of the Pesach from the chabura, and if you took it out, so here the Gemara holds that you could bring it back in. Rashi says it's lav anitak le'eser because it says bebayis echod yeoche lo sotzi. That means if you took it out from the house where you're eating the Pesach, so you could bring it back in, which is a eser that's metake in the lav. And it's memait that we have in Pesach Sheni, the lav of taking it out of the house and the eser of bringing it back into the house. And we're memait that we don't have the other lav anitak le'eser, which is Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, and it's nitak les of tashbisu. The Gemara says, "Beprote maiko memaitle lo yiroh v'lo yimotzeh, de domile dayenu loke da v'lav shenitak leser." And Tosfos says, "Kan mashma kemoshe pirish ri b'chol sho, de lo yiroh av nitak leser." Tosfos says it's mashma in the Gemara that it's called the nitak leser, and we don't get malchus, just like the Ri says in Daf Choftes, which we will talk about. The Marsho says, Mipe Rusho Nira Deloa Vigoris Kemoshu Besforim Shelofonenu. That means in our Gemara, it looks like there's a girsa into the Gemara that it's lava nitak lese bal yiroi. But Tosfos says mikan mashma, it's only because it's mashma from the Gemara that it's lava nitak lese. In our Gemara in Daf Chof Tes, and Rashi also, I'm sorry, Rashi says also in Daf Tzadikei in the same sugya, below yiroi, the imnir, if you did find chometz, if you did see chometz in your house, tashbisu le'oilom uba amoy v'ashbis kol yomoy samoyit. So Rashi's mashma that he says, just like before, by lo'isoy simin abayis, so also this, he says that if you found chometz in your house, so tashbisu, take it out of your house, that means it's a lav anitak le'eset. The Gemara in Daf Chof Tes and Omed Aleph brings a machlokes. Ho'oichel chometz shel hektesh b'moyed mo'al. V'yesh omrim lo mo'al. A machlokes, if there's chometz of hektesh, there's a piece of bread or something that somebody was makdish, it's kedushas domin for hektesh. So you ate it during Pesach. So you're over on two things. Even if it was during the year, you're not allowed to eat bread that belongs to hektesh, and that's called me'ila. Me'ila means that you were mo'el, you're mishana, you took away from hektesh, and you have to pay a korban and a chomesh, a osham, a keren, and a chomesh. Keren, chomesh, and osham. And if it was during Pesach you're not allowed to eat hektesh, and you're not allowed to eat chometz. So if you ate chometz hektesh b'moyed, you're mo'el in the hektesh. And Yeshem Rim Loi Moab. So the Gemara basically says that it has to be worth money. If it's not worth money, that means if Hektesh can't get its money out of it, it can't be poided. Every time there's Hektesh of Domin, it's made for being poided. You're poided, and then the money goes to Hektesh. But if you would be poided, the Chometz Shel Hektesh during Pesach, it's not worth anything. You can't eat it. So Memela, why are you Moel? So the Gemara says, if after Pesach it's mutar ba'ano, lefi the shitas tanoim, that it's mutar ba'ano, so memela, if after Pesach it's mutar ba'ano, so right now it's called a goyrem lemoman, right now it's not worth, but it's goyrem that afterwards it should be worth money, so memela, you're moel on the hektish. And if we say loy moal, because the tanoim, they say that if you're not, that it's not, it's also ba'no, so memela, and if goyim the moment, lab kemomen, so memela, that's not worth, and hektesh, chomet shel hektesh, is not worth any money, so memela is loy mo'al. So the Gemara says in Omid Beis, Ravashi Oma, the kula alme, both man domrim, the one that says, chomet shel hektesh mo'al or loy mo'al, ain't poidin. That means, to be poida the hektish, let's say you would be able to have hano, but you can't eat it, so what will you be poida? You'll be poida l'achilon l'klovim, to be able to give it to klovim l'fi Rabbi Yossi, that it's mutar ba'ano during Pesach, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili's shita is that chometz is mutar ba'ano during Pesach, which means you're over on Bal Yeroi, you have to get it out of the house, but you could be masikar tachas tavshilo, you could burn it under the tavshil, or if it's a goy's chometz, so you could be nene from the chometz of a goy. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes of hektesh shel chometz bePesach mo'al or loy mo'al? The Gemara says, the kula alme ain't poidin. You can't be poidin kodshim l'achilon l'klofim. So the hektesh is not worth because it's worth to be poidin, because you can't be poidin if the only pidyon is today to give it to klofim. V'dobol agurim l'momi lav kemomim. Even if after Pesach it's mutar b'ano, but right now it's not mutar b'ano, it's only agurim l'momim, and agurim l'momim is lav kemomim. And what's the machlekes beplukta the Rabbi Yosi Aglili v'rabbonon kamiflegi? Man domar mo'al k'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that chometz bePesach, even during Pesach, is mutar ba'no. Memele is oichel hektesh, chometz bePesach is mo'al, because right now it's mutar ba'no, so you can be poided la'sikur tachas tavshilo. Man domar lo mo'al k'rabbonon. If you're not mo'al, it's l'rabbonon that's also ba'no. So Tosfos here says, for what is it worth? Tosfos says, the galsinon ein poidin, v'afal gav dein poidin l'achil l'klovim, mikol mekom shori l'asikoi tachas tavshiloi. Ukedeporish is dochet de kdushas domim ein poidin midrabonan. V'lo gozru rabonan elo shloi l'achil l'klovim. Aval eche dein poidin midrabonan. Yeah, so Tosfos says that, Omid Aleph, he already said that the reason you can't be poidin l'achil l'klovim is only midrabonan. because it's only kedushas domim and it's mutar midorais lachila leklovim. Only the rabbanim were goza. La secret tapshila is mutar memele. It has worth. So then Tosfos says at the end, mikan muichi achri. It's a very famous Tosfos. Tosfos says a big chidush. Mikan muichi achri. Rabbeinu Yitzchak brings a raya from here. Shamash chometz bePesach v'daito levaro. If somebody leaves over chometz in his house. And he's not leaving it because he wants the chometz, because he wants to keep it. He's leaving it in his house because he wants to get to it to be mevayer it. Daito levaro. He's not keeping it. Enoi oiva boiso shehiya. With leaving it in his house, he's not over on bal yeroi bal yimotze by leaving it by him. Why? The iamus oiver. If you say that if you leave chometz in your house, in any case, even if you're leaving it just kedei to be mevayer, that means you're about to be mevayer it, not because you want to keep it, not because you want it. So if you say you're over, amai moral or abiyosi, we said that lefir abiyosi aglili zed chometz bepesach is mutar ba'no. So hekdesh chometz. Chometz shel hekdesh b'moed has worth. Why? Because you could be pointed for it to be nene. But miyad sheiv doiso, yom miyad sheiv doiso, right away when he'll be paid to the chometz, who shall loy? It belongs to him. He'll be paid from hekdesh kedei to be nene, to be masik or tachas tavshiloi. So the minute he's paid it, it belongs to him. And once it belongs to him, it's bali roe bali motze. So how could he be paid? So again, it's not worth. It's not worth to be paid because it can't be paid because it has a lot. And the Gemara says it's worth for Rabbi Yosef Lili to be paid than his moal. You're not allowed to see your own chometz. That means Rabbi Yosef is moider that there's a lava of bali roe. El ovada, if you say that moal, because it's worth, because mashe chometz almanas levaro, if you leave chometz in your house almanas in order to burn it up, so you're not over on bal yeroi. V'taime, what's the time that mashe chometz almanas levaro you're not over? Mishum de lo yeroi nitak leese, because bal yeroi is a nitak leese which is of tashbisu. V'lakach eino over k'shem mevaroi lebasoif. If he's mevaroi basoif, that means he's mekayim deese. So memele it's mesak in the lav. So memele lechatchila you're already allowed to leave over chometz to be over a kilo on the lav. Al menas to be mevayer because the etzah will be menatik the lav. Which is a very big chidush because the Shagas Arya asks, what's the svara of the reed that you're allowed to be over on the lav al menas to be metakin it? So what's with the isur of peyah? It says loisachal pasod chobukutzrecho. And then the Torah gives an essay, is menatik it to an essay, of la'oni v'lagir tazei voisom, that you should leave it for the oni if you took it away. So you're allowed to take out the payer from the field, and almanas, to give it to the oni to be mekayim tazei voisom, or oinas shagirish, if somebody was ma'anesisha, and it says that loisi elisha lo yuchal eshalcho kol yomov, and if he was mishaleach, he was megarish the isha, it's called yomov bamoid v'achzer koi, so he's allowed to be megarish almanas to take her back, or so it's not mistaber that you should be able to be over on the lav in order to be nitak lese is a b'dieved. If you were over on the lav, so the Torah said leloshen of Rashi and Maxis who but only if you were over on the lav. L'chatchila the Torah didn't want you to be over on the lav. So l'chatchila the Shagas Arya wanted to be mechalik that maybe there's a difference between if you're over on the lav biodaim or b'shev al tas. If you're over on the lav biodaim, it's osur and it's not mutter to do it almanas to be menatik the lav l'moshen when you're megarish anusa or you're taking away the pair from the sode. So then it's biyodaim. Biyodaim is also to be over on the lav, kedei to be metakin. But if it's b'shev al tasa, like bali roe, bali motze, so you're just leaving it in your house, almanas to be mevayer, that's mutar, because you're coming to the lav, to the ese. That means the ikar is you're coming to the ese, and you're not really being over on the lav, because you didn't do a maise. But that's shver. The Shagasari says it's hard to say that, because here we're talking on the Tosfos of Masher Chometz Almanas Levari, that is going to be poide the Chometz from Hekdesh, which is a Maise. He's being poide, like making a Kenyan, and he's doing it Al Yedei Maise. If he does it Al Yedei Maise, it should be that again you shouldn't be able to be over on the lav because it's nita kles. And then the Gyantav in Simen Lamed, he refers to this kash of the Shagas Arya, and he goes along with the pshat and Tosfos that the Shagas Arya held that it's Kiilu, when you're menatik the esse afterwards, when you're menatik the lav with the esse afterwards, so the mafreya, it means you weren't over on the lav, and he says that there's a difference. By all the other lavim, like oinet shegirish or peye, so the klal is in the Gemara, in the Dorim, in different places, that a person is nizhar, he's careful not to be over on the lav. But if there's a tanai, a person is less careful, the moshul. If somebody said a neder, he's asering a kikor, im eilech lemokim ploini, and he ate the kikor, so he can't go lemokim ploini. Why can't he go lemokim ploini? Because if he goes there, lemafriya, he was over on the lav. So he says that, the Gemara says that a person, so he shouldn't eat it lechatchila, the bread, because what? If he doesn't eat the bread, he's nizar on the lav. But if he eats the bread, he has to be nizar on the tanai. And the tanai, a person is less nizar, we're more afraid, he's not so careful to be over. So memela bayunas shegirish, or by peya, we say that he can't be over on the lav, because once he's over on the lav, he has to be mekayim de'ezer. We're afraid maybe he won't be mekayim de'ezer. If you're not mekayim de'ezer at the end, so it comes out you're over on the lav, you're chayv malkis. So to be over on all other lavim, which is, that means you're not nizar on the lav, that we don't allow. But by baliroi balimotze, what would be that you're over on baliroi, you're masha the chometz in your house, and we're afraid maybe he won't be mekayim the eset, and how he won't be mekayim, he could always be mekayim tashbisu. If what? If the chometz was nichle, if the chometz got burnt up by itself. So that's also the Rotzon HaTorah, that so he wasn't over on the Tashbi. So again, it's Mesaken the Lav, there won't be Bal Yeroi. If he's not Mekayim the Esa, again, he's not over on the Lav. So in any case, when he's over on the Bal Yeroi, if he's Mashe Chometz, Al Manas Levaru, we're not afraid that he won't be Mekayim the Tanai. For sure, the Tanai will be Miskayim, even if he's not Mekayim the Tanai. So it comes out from here that the Shagasaya, the Negyantov, they learned in Tosfos that he means really you could be over on the lav, I'm not to be metakin with the esse later, and lemafriyat metakin the lav. Also, you see from the negyantu that if the chometz by itself was misbayer from the world, it's also called mashi chometz al menas levaru. We'll soon see about that also. The Tosfos really is a mystery what Tosfos means in Masha Chometz Al Menas Levaru, that it's mutter, because usually Nitak Le'ese, Tosfos is toled in Nitak Le'ese, usually Nitak Le'ese, we mentioned before, Rashi says, the Gemara in Makis, that it's Tikunoi Ve'oin She'shalav, it's not that it's mutter L'chatchila. But Al-Koponim, that's all they learn. The Shagas Arya asks, that the Gemara says in Daf Memvol, we mentioned it in last year, this Mishnah. Ketzad mafrishin challah betume biyontif. If you have a dough and the dough became tome, and you have to take off challah. If you take off challah, it becomes tome, and then it'll be chometz. So the dough itself you could bake and it'll become matzah. But what would you do with the challah part of the dough? And you can't bake it because you're not going to be able to eat it. And it's not for a kohen because it's tome. So how do we go about it? Reb Lezer Omer leitikol Hashem at shetiyot. First you should bake the whole matzah. You're baking it, it's matzah, it's not yet the challah. And after you baked it, so you can take off the challah. And say, Roim al tatil b'tzen, and put it in cold water, then it'll prevent it from becoming chometz. Om Rabbi Yeshua, lo yzeu chometz shamuzor in olof b'bali roya b'bali motzi. Challah is not moment of his, it's like hekte. Shal choye atoroye v'yatoroye shal acherim v'shal goboya. And you didn't give it to the kohen yet. So memela, you can take off the challah while it's dough, and even if it becomes chometz, you're not over on Bal Yeroi. So the shaila is, why do we have to have all these eitzes? Say that it's mashe chometz al menas levaru. You take off the challah, and you're not keeping it for yourself. You're leaving it kedei that after yontov, motzai yontov, you'll be able to burn it in the chometz. On yontov, you can't burn it. That we'll see later what. So we should say that it's mashe chometz al menas levaru. It should be mutar lekula alme. That's one kasha he has on the reed. Another kasha he has, the Gemara says in Davov Amid Beis, Habodik Tzor Sheyevate, why, even though he was Bodik already, why does he need to be Mevato of a Chometz? because Shema Yimtza Gelus Kiyota, he might find a nice piece of chometz, and B'chos Alei, Daite Alei, he will have his das to eat it, or have his das on it. So Memele is over on Bali Roes. So Rashi says, we brought this Rashi into list here also. Rashi says, "V'daita alei chashuba yibeino, it's choshev tem des chometz, v'chos alei l'soyofa." He doesn't want to burn it. U'mashe afilu rega echad. That means for 1 minute he's preventing himself from burning it. He thinks that it's choshev to him. V'nim toiv alei bebali roi bali motze. Avol mishabit lo ina oiv al dolei kos avelo tashbisu. It's enough tashbisu. So Rashi says that you're over rega echad. So the Shagasari asked, but if you'll burn it at the end, afterwards you will burn it. Just a rega echot that is chosale. But afterwards I'll burn it, so I'll be mekayim the esef tashbisu. So he's menatek the lot. So let it be called Masha Chometz Almanas Levaro, and he won't be over. So he brings a right from here. The Rashi doesn't hold of Masha Chometz Almanas Levaro. But Be'emes, the Lashon of Tosfos says Masha Chometz Vedaito Levaro. Not if you stam leave Bali Roy and you're menatek the esef, so it's lemafreya over on, you're not over on the lot. It's lechatchila, he left the chometz kedei to be mevayer it. That means he's not keeping it for himself. Rashi says here, tashuva ibeinu b'chos alei lesorfo, that he's not almanas levaro. That minute, it was mashe chometz and it wasn't almanas levaro. So then eilat's no right. But he brings another Rashi. The Rashi says, Rashi says, if you find chometz on yontiv, davov amedalev, hamoitzei omar avido amar ab hamoitzei chometz bebeis ebi yontiv koifo olov esa kli. Why? Because you might eat it, so you have to put a kli on it to hide it. So Rashi says, dolei chozi letaltule, you can't move it because it's mukze, vafuki, you can't take it out. Umiu bebali roe lo yovar, dor batle belibe me esmoi. So Rashi says that you have to put a kli on it. Your ben is not over on Bali Roy because you were mevatel it from yesterday. So the Shagazari asks, what if you weren't mevatel it? But it's Masha Chometz Almanas Levaroi. Masha Chometz Almanas Levaroi. So you're not over because of that. Rashi didn't have to say because he's mevatel it. Even if he's not mevatel, he's not over. Ben is here. Maybe you would be able to say that Rashi means if you were mevatolid, for sure you're not over. But if you weren't mevatolid, so it could be that you'll be mashed and you'll be chasale. It could be you'll be chasale and won't be almanas levaroi, just like we said in the other Rashi. So the Shagas Aryeh says that Damas he holds, not like the Ri, he holds that, like, that it's mashed chometz is not mutar almanas levaroi. So if so, we have to answer what's the pshat in the Gemara of Mo'al. Chometz shel hekdesh, if you oichel chometz shel hekdesh b'moyed, is Mo'al. Why Mo'al? But if it'll be poided, it won't be worth because he's over on Bali Roy. It won't be able to be poided. So memela, it's not worth anything, so it shouldn't be Mo'al. It has no shavius. So the Shagas Aryeh comes up with a solution like this, that you could be poide the hekdesh in pochos mikazais. That means Bali Roy, he says, you're over only on a kazais. But if you have in your house less than a kazais, which is like perurim, what the Gemara says, so you're not over on Bali Roy. Mimele, you could be poide the chometz shel hekdesh in less each part that you're poide a little bit, each part is less than a kazais, you'll be nana from it, and then you poide another if of a kazais. So mimele, it has a shavius, the gabi being poida be pochis mikashir. And Araya, he says there's no bali roi and pochis mikazais from the sugi of botik shebesidra sidka areva in the third parak. So you see that only if there's a kazais in the sidka areva, you're over. Another Araya brings from the Gemara and Beitza, the first Mishnah and Beitza says, Sor be kazais. Sor is the sourdough. Be kazais, chometz be kakriseves. And Beis Hillel says the shir is zeb zeb because ice. Sar and chometz are both the shears because ice. And the Gemara says the machlokes is leinyan biur. If you have to be mevayer in the shear of kazais or shear of kikur service. So Beis Hillel says a kazais you already have to be mevayer. So the Shagas Aryeh asks, why do you need the shear of a kazais? if Chotzi Shiros are Minat Torah by Bal Yeroi and even a Yefek Kazai Shiroiver, and we say that on Bal Yeroi Bal Yimotzei you don't get Malkus because Nitak Leser, or maybe it's Envoy Maise. So there's no difference between a Kazai and a Pochas Mekazai. Kazai is also a Bal Yeroi, and a Chotzi Zai is also because Chotzi Shiros are Minat Torah, and both don't get Malkus. So Lamainaf Kamina, what the Gemara says, Kazai is Linyan Biur. Elo, that he says that there's no Bal Yeroi on a Pochus Mikazais, because if it would be Chotzi Shiros or Minat Torah, there would be Bal Yeroi, you would have to be Mevayer a Pochus Mikashir, and the Gemara says in Beitzi, you don't have to. So he says that even though Kol HaTorah Kula, we say Chotzi Shiros or Minat Torah, but by Bal Yeroi, Bal Yimotzei, Bir Chomet, there's no Chotzi Shiros or Minat Torah, it's Mutar. So he says a Svara, why? Because the Gemara in Yuma says, if you say Chotzi Shiros or Minat Torah, because it's Chozilit Tarufi. If you eat a hayefer kazayis of chaylev, so it's chotzishir and bemis minat Torah, there's no issur. But it's also because chozilit tarufi. If you would eat another hayefer kazayis tech kedei achilas pras, so together with the first hayefer kazayis, it's a issur of a kazayis of chaylev. So it could be mitzar if it could come together and it would be a issur. So mameila, even the first hayef is also awesome. That's only the shagasari says. If you eat kedeach las pras by achila, so the second hiyaf is mitztarif, and it makes lemafreya that the first hiyaf is part of a whole kazayis of achilas chenas. But by bali roya bali motze, each minute you're over on the bali roya, you're over on the iser. So let's say in the morning for an hour I had a hiyaf of kazayis of chometz, and then the next hour I had another hiyaf we have a kazayis. So the second hour of the day I had a whole kazayis over on bali roya. But the first hour I only had a hifa kazais. The second hour of the second hifa kazais doesn't help me that the first hour I had a kazais. So it's not kozilitz tarufi, since each minute is a new iser. That's the lashon of Tosfos and Daf Chof Ches. Tosfos says, Aval chometz afilu lachar shehoyser oiver bechol shoh bebal yeroi. Every minute there's a bal yeroi. So it's not kozilitz tarufi. When it'll be mitzarf, then it'll be a iser, but not lemafriya menela. So he says, Chotzi Shir is Mutar Minat Torah by Bal Yeroi. There's no Isar. Memela, you don't have to be Mevirat. So Memela, we could say that Hektesh Chometz, you could be Poydet, Poches, Poches, Mikashir, each time a Hefer Kazais, and you'll be Nene, you'll be Mechalet, and so that it shouldn't be Mitzarf with the next Hefer Kazais. Mela, it's Shavius. And if it has Shavius, Hektesh Chometz, Bepesach Mual, and you don't have to say the Chidush of the Re of Mashe Chometz al Manas Levavri. Although Rabbi Kiva Eger does bring in Simen Tof Mem Hei that there's a lot of Achronim say that there is a Iser Bal Yeroi and a Pochus Mikashir. That there is a Iser. And we'll go over now to the sheet of the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Ein Eloikim Shum Lo Yeroi V'lo Yimotzei Elohim Ken Kono Chometz BePesach. If he bought Chometz, he did a Maise. Oy Chimtzoi Kedei Sheyase Boi Maise. If he made it, he put sourdough, he was mechametz disa biyodai. Aval im hoya loy chometz kredem ha-pesach, uboa pesach v'loy biyar, or if he had chometz before Pesach. And Pesach came in and he wasn't mevayret. Eloi nichoy birushuso, he left it in his house. Aval pishover al shnei lavin, eno loike minatoro mipnei shloy oso boi maise. Because he didn't do a maise, because it's without biyodai. Makinoy se makis maldus. He doesn't get malkus because he didn't do a maisa, but if he did a maisa kono chometz bepesach or chimtzoy, so he did do a maisa in his over. By the way, the Rambam in Halacha in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, he says Mishenyach Isa Megulgeles b'seich b'eisa v'yotza, he left a Isa in his house v'nizka achar shiyotza bo yoshev lifnei rabbi. He's in front of his Rebbe. Vayyore Shem Otachmitz Kedem Shiyovo. It'll come home, it'll be Chometz. Harizem Mevatlo B'Liboy Kedem Shetachmitz. Even during Pesach, it could be Mevatlo because it's not Chometz yet. Avali Mechmitzo Ein Abitul Moil Klum Elo Kvarova Alo Yeroe Velo Yimotze V'chayv Levar Miyad Kshiyach Zolo Beisoy. When he comes home, he's over the whole time Bal Yeroe. When he comes home, he has to be Mevayret. So this Rambam, Per Gimel Halacha Yud, you see clearly that he doesn't hold that Mashe Chometz Amnas Levaro is Mutar. But we'll go back to the Rambam we read before, that the Rambam says on you get Malkus on Mashe Chometz in your house if you did it biyodayim, Kona Chometz or you were Machmitz. But if you weren't Kona Chometz, you weren't Machmitz, so you're not over. So the Mishnah LaMelech asks that the Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Hey that it's Nita Kles. How does the Rambam say that you get Malkus if you did a Maisa? So there, he says, the Mishnah LaMelech says that the Rambam was Deicha the Sugya in Daf Tzadik Hey from the Halacha. Why? Because the Gemara right away there says what we read before, that Lo Yisoytzi Min HaBayis is a Lav HaNita Kles. Because he says Bebayis Yechad Yochel Ze Ese, the whole time is Ba'amoyd Rachnis to the house again. And La Halacha, the Rambam holds that it's not a Nita Kles. If you took it out of the house, it's Nifsali, can't bring it back to eat it. So Memela, since that part of the Gemara is not La Halacha, so Memela also the Chelek of Nita Kles of Bal Yeroi is also not La Halacha. And the Rambam is Semech on what the Magid Mishnah brings. The Magid Mishnah says there's a Braise. Magid Mishnah says, B'tei Sefte, HaMashayah Chometz BePesach VaMekayim BeKloim Ein Eloike. So he says, Mashayah Chometz BePesach is Ein Eloike. It's Mashma Davke if you're Mashayah. But if you weren't Mashayah, if you did it B'Yodayim, so then you would get Malkus. So the Rambam is Semech on this Braise. Here we'll mention that the chinuch, there's a shitas achinuch in a few mitzvahs. The chinuch says that every lav that you can do it without a maisa, you could be over without a maisa. So even if you do it with a maisa, you don't get malchus. And the chinuch also mentions this Rambam. He paskins like the Rambam that if kono chometz bepesach or chimtzo is over and he gets malchus. So lefi the chinuch, it's shver, it's a kasha, because Leshitas Achinuch, if you could be over without a Maisa, like Bali Roya, Bali Motz, if you kept it in your house, you are over on Bali Roya without a Maisa. So even if you did it with a Maisa, you shouldn't get Malkus. There's a lot of terutzim they say, but we'll mention just the Kasha. Lefi the Chinuch, it's Kasha that he shouldn't get Malkus. Lefi the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, there's a Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel from Hilchos Chirus. He says there that Lefi the Rambam, he says that the opposite in completely. He says that if there's a lav that you could be over with a maisa, so even if you're over without a maisa, you get malchus. And probably a svar is, because it's doyme lelav dechasime, that the lav is roy to have a maisa. So even without a maisa, you're over and you get malchus. So the fi the magid mishnah, according to the Rambam, if you could be over on chometz, if you're kona chometz bepesach, so even if you weren't going to chometz, you left it in your house, you should get malchus, because it's a lav that it's shaykh to be over with a maisa. And the Chacham Tzvi, he says that he brings a teretz. He says the Chacham Tzvi says a teretz of pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds in Hilchos Sanhedrin that a lav anitak le'ese. He paskins like the Gemara Makis that kiyamoy v'loy kiyamoy. If he wasn't mekayim the ese, he was supposed to be mekayim, he wasn't mekayim, so then he gets malchus. There's one shita that says bitloy v'loy bitloy, only if you're mevato, that you can't possibly be mekayim the ese, then you get malchus on the lav. But the other shita, they say the Rambam paskins that if he wasn't mekayim, probably you're masrin him, you wasn't mekayim, so you get malchus. So he says that if he had chometz on Pesach, Bali Roy, Bali Motze, and he was kona chometz, let's say, and we say that it's nitak les, he should be mekayim tashbisu, but he wasn't mekayim tashbisu, he left it the whole Pesach, and he wasn't mevayret. After Pesach, it's not a esa anymore, it's no tashbisu. So memel, it comes out that he wasn't mekayim des, and then he gets malchus on the lav. He says, boru poshut, that's the pshat in the Rambam. Chazonish says that if that would be the pshat in the Rambam, so the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin should say it differently. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin has a whole reshim, I think it's 168 lavim, that you get malchus on them. And when there's a lava nita klesa, that you loikim, or the Rambam mentions it, he says that he was koitzer the peyo v'loy ozav lo'oni, or he was mishal, he took the ein, lokach ho'ein, v'loy shilach aboni. So the Rambam specifically says that he wasn't mekayim the ese. But, and when he says about chometz, so the Rambam says, "Amekayim chometz birshusoy ukegon shechimetz isosoy." since you're Mekayim Chometz, you left Chometz, Ukegoin, Shechim Etzisose. The Rambam should have said, I'm Mekayim Kona Chometz, Veloy Biaroi. The Rambam just says, he was Mekayim Chometz, that he was Mechametz, and he did a Maisa, but he should have said, Shechim Etzisose, Veloy Biaroi, in the end of Pesach. So the Chazon Ish says, if so, if the Rambam should have been Mefarish, that is because of Leikima, and the Rambam doesn't say it. I'll mention one more thing. It's an interesting story I saw, and it's even more interesting that I found in a sefer of this inyan. I saw a kuntres this week. It happened to be this week I saw a kuntres, and has a shaila like this, as follows. There was a bar mitzvah boy, probably in America, and he got a present for his bar mitzvah, a cake, and the cake had inscribed in it, not with icing, it was like inscribed into the cake, Shivisi Havaya Lenegdi Samin, had a Shem Havaya in the cake, and the bar mitzvah boy put it in his closet, and he only remembered, he discovered it during Pesach in Chol HaMoed. So the question is, what should he do? He's mechuyev to be mevayer because it's Bali Roy Bali Motzi, he's over on Eser Doraisa, he has a mitzvah of Tashbisu. On the other hand, it's also to be ma'abed Shem Shamayim. Ma'abed Shem Shamayim is a Eser. So what should he do? So he goes through the shittas, if grama to be ma'abed Shem Shamayim, if it's mutar or also at the end, the sefer says that he should give it to a goy, and the goy will throw it into the yam. So it's even less than a grama because he's not doing anything. So it's even more interesting that I found, after I saw this in the Kuntres, I found a few days later in the Sefer, in the Shaar HaMelech, which talks on this Rambam of Kona Chometz is Loike, and the Shaila is Nitak Leeser, why should he get Malkus? So on the bottom of the Shaar HaMelech, there's a Pirush on it, it's called Maaseh Choshev. In the Maaseh Choshev, he says he found the Pshat and the Rambam. If somebody took Chometz and he inscribed in it a Shem Havaya, and then he bought it, so it's kona chometz with a shem avayah, and he can't be mevayeret. So it comes out that he has a lav without being menatik to a es, and that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says kona chometz bepesach like it's talking that it was chometz that he has a isur of not to be ma'abed shem Hashem, and he can't be mekayim the es. The male it's a lav without a es, and he gets malchus. So the es inyan is a little bit dochuk to say that the whole Rambam is talking just in a case where he put a shem avayah, but that's all the Maaseh Choshev said. So it could be that this story with the bar mitzvah boy is really taken from this inyan that it says in the Maaseh Choshev. Then there's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Sefer says, pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam said, kona chometz bepesach loike, and the Gemara says it's a nitak nese. So he starts out, there's a Rabbi Kiveger on the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah says, in Simen Tov Mem Hei, that it depends, Reb Yudah and the Rabbonah. Lefi Reb Yudah, that Bir HaChometz is Bisreifa, so after you burnt it, you could be Nene from the Gecholim. Why? Because there's a klal, Ein Lecho Dovar Shenasis Mitzvos Oyo Moya Limburg. Once you finished, you burnt it, you did the mitzvah. The reason is because the Gemara says, Kola Nisrofi Nefron Muter. And because it was Nisrofin, the din is Rabbi Yudah says Bir HaChometz says Bisreifa, and you are Mekayim the mitzvah of Sreifa. Once it's Nisrof, it's mutar to use it. But lefi the Chachomim, Teraf Mefayo Bezera Lo Ruach, so Memele it's not Nisrofin, it's Nikborin. Nikborin is Ephron is Osir. So Memele lefi the Chachomim, you can't use the calls for Chometz. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, since the Fidei Chachomim, the Mefar Bezer Ruach is also because of the Esa of Tashbisu, and the Klal, as Tosfos says in Tumura Daf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis, why Nikborin is Ephron Mutar and Nisrofin is Ephron Mutar and Nikborin Ephron also, is because Nasis Mitzvos, just like the Gemara says over here also in Daf Chav Dalet, the Gemara says, but once you were mekayim the mitzvah in it, so you don't have me'ila, chutz from terumah sadeshen and bigdei kahuna. But other things, once you did the mitzvah that's mechuyev to be done in it, you finished all the mitzvahs, it's no more hektish for me'ila. So he says, Rabbi Kiveger, so taken nisrofin is Ephron mutar because you were mekayim the mitzvah, it's nisrofin Ephron mutar because nasis mitzvosei. All the nikborim is just because he can't use it, and it's mamshif. There's no nasis mitzvos in nikborim. It's just that he can't use it. So memele, it's always he can't use it, even if it's gecholik. But here that you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu with mefarav bezer luruach, it's a kiyum mitzvah says of tashbisu, so it's nasis mitzvosai. If it's nasis mitzvosai, it should be that you could use it afterwards, just like the nisrofin. So by chometz, the nikborin should be efron muter. That's what Rabbi Kiveger is on the tour. Says Reb Chaim that there's a difference. When we say that nisrofin is efron, is because of nasis mitzvosan, so it's muter. That's because there's a mitzvah in the chefze. It's being a kium din in the chefze that it has to be besreifa. So memela, if it's nasis, all the mitzvahs in the chefze, it's muter. But by nikbar, there's no kium din in the chefze of it. So memela, it's efron also. So he says the same thing by chometz. By chometz, lefi Reb Yuda, that it's nisrofin, that it's dinu besreifa, so it's a kium din in the chefze to do sreifa. So memela, It would be mutar to use it afterwards. And it's called also a nitak le'ese. Why? Because there's a special ese of being mekayim to be sorev after to be sorev the chometz. Just like perpendicular the makbil to the din of nasis mitzvose. So memela the sreif of the chometz is a kium dina ese on the lav. So it's nitak le'ese. But lefi the chachomim that it's called mefar v'zeir l'ruach. So mefar v'zeir l'ruach is not like a ese. It's the same thing like the lav. The lav says not to have chometz, and the tashbis also says not to have it. Mefar bezorach means that you're not having it. So in other words, it's like saying there's no din in the chometz itself that you're mekayim. It's like the gavra shouldn't have chometz. It's a negative. He calls it even an isur ese. It's an isur ese, tashbisu, that you shouldn't have chometz. So memel, it's not a kium ese in the chometz, in the chefze, so you can't call it an itak le'ese. That's what Reb Chaim says. Some say on Reb Chaim that there's no such union of Isur Ese. If it's a Kiyum Ese, it's a Kiyum Ese. There's no such thing as Isur Ese. Or Reb Chaim says, if so, the Rambam is Poshin. Because the Gemara in Daf Tzadikei that calls it Nitak Lese is talking Lefi Reb Yudah. And Reb Yudah also Bir Chometz is Reif. And Bif Bir Chometz is Reif. So it's a Kiyum Dina Ese. And it's Nitak Lese. The Lav is Nitak Lese. But we're talking Lefi the Rabbonon. The Rambam Paskins like the Rambam Paskins like the Rabbonon. That Biro Chometz is Sreifa, or Mefar Bezeir L'Ruach. Memele, it's not a kium of an Ese on the Lav, so it's not called Nitak Lese. Chazonish, others ask on Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim says, Kilo the Sugya and Daf Tzadik Heish, going Lefi Reb Yehuda, whereas there's no remez there that Dafka the Sugya goes on Libid Reb Yehuda. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Mem Vov, in Ilchos Pesach, it's talking if somebody found chometz in his house during Pesach. Amoitz chometz bebeisoy, sif aleph and simen tof mevov. Imu b'chol amoid yotzienu v'yivarenu ma'ad yishe take it miyad out of your house. Imu yomtev yichpol of kliya dalaylo boz yivarenu. If it's yomtev, you can't take it out of your house. So you put a kli on it, and at night you're mevayret. So the Ramah says, "Lepishlo yuchal letal to loy biyantev it's mukta on yantev. You can't move it. Gam lesorfay bimkoymoy also to burn it where it is on the spot. It's also because it's a havora shaloy letzorech. So the Magen Avraham brings a lot of timing. Why it's also to burn it on the spot, and why you can't take it out? And some timing is because it's not beidne. That means while you're going to take it out, you're not yet mekayim v'ese, and meantime you're over on the Yisrof Mukta. He says, "B'shalok kosav yoytzi achometz al yedei goy. Tali dosi ese derabonan de tashbisu, dochi lois ese derabonan de amire le goy, amire le akum es shvus." But that's a lav derabonan. And you have an ese derabonan of tashbisu, let's say if you were mevatal achometz already, so it's an ese derabonan of tashbisu that you should take it out of your house. So memele the esed or abon of tashbisu is deicha the lois esed of amir la'akum. And on this, Rabbi Kiveger asks that if you tell a goy to take it out of your house and to be mevayer, it's like nisbar me'elov. It's not like you are mekayem esed because it happens by itself. You didn't do anything. The goy took it out. It's like kilu by itself it disappeared. So memele you weren't mekayim esef. You're not mekayim ve'esel. You're giving it to goy. So there's no esef to be deicha the lois esef. So memele again it shouldn't be mutar. We'll come back to that soon. Then the Magen Avraham says lochei nearly the koyfer alav kemashmos apoyskim that you be koyfer kliv v'atam nearly. The time the Magen Avraham says, "Why are Kofa of Kli and I'm a Vayrod on Yontov?" K'moshe comes from a test with Daf Chof Tes. Shamashe Chameitzoy v'daytoy levaroy eino yoyver boiso shehiya. So you're not over on the shehiya if you're mashe chometz al menas levaroy. The time mishum deloy roy nitakleso v'lochein eino yoyver k'shem levaroy lebasoif. So he says you can leave it on Yontov in your house. It's mashe chometz al menas levaroy because in the evening you wouldn't be mevayrod, so it's mutar. In the Hemshech of that Magen Avraham, he says, "Vabach posak the chometz gomor to go in kemach shiodol of shomim mevaroy biyomtiv kiven shlo yoya bechlal abitul." Says that chometz gomor on yomtiv you could be mevaroy because it wasn't in the bitul. Chen yagin oilom the tavshil shenim tovay chometz afilu biyomtiv sheni shenu ad cholamoid kiven shenu chometz gomor. Beim nimtzor chito betavshil beshvish al pesach yivarenu miyad. On shvish al pesach you should be mevaroy on yomtiv. You leave it for the Achron Shol Yontav in Chutz Lortz where there's an eighth day. Yeah, mutar la'ashoisei, because the eighth day is mutar because it's a chometz mashu betarnegol, it's chometz mashu, and it's also sofik diyame. So memelon it's mutar. That's in top samach zayin. The nimtzah shol isor choizel le'teiroi. The isor choizel le'teiroi, and that's not mutar. It's not beseda that the isor should be choizel le'teiroi. So memelon you have to be mevayer. So the Magen Avraham says. Nira li shu svore rechoyka shiyase isro v'yevaro biyomtev mishum shelo yachzor le'etere. So he says a different time. Nira li tam acher, why did you could keep it? To kasavti b'shem ha'teisves, why should be mevayret? Da mashe chometz kedei levaro yeino iver olo. Mashe chometz kedei levaro, if you found chometz on yomtev, you could keep it in your house and put a kli on it because you're not over because you're going to be mevayret after yomtev. But avol hoche mashe oisoy kedei lekaimoy. On the seventh day, you're going to keep it in your house by the chito and the tarnagoyles. Kedei to keep it itoy after yontov. Dole yivarenu achalka. It's kedei lekaimo. It's not kedei levaro because after yontov you could keep it. Or if it's moitzoy shvish or pesach and eretz yisrael, so you're not going to be mevayer it because after pesach there's no bir chometz, there's no tashbisu. So memele if you keep it on shvish or pesach, it's not mashu chometz amnas levaro. It's mashu chometz amnas lekaimo. So memele you won't be mekayim des at the end, you're not, so you're over on the lav lochein yivarenu b'shvi al yedei goy. So you should be mevayered on yom shvi shal pesach al yedei goy. So here I thought of a kasha according to the Rabbi Kiveger we said, and then I found the Rabbi Kiveger himself says it, and it's printed in the new Shulchan Aruch, the Maduras Friedman, and they brought that Rabbi Kiveger from the Dfus to Johannesburg. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, and the shvi shal pesach, if you're mevayer the chometz, al yedei goy, Rabbi Kiveger says you're not mekayim tashbisu, like he said, it's nisbar meilo. If you're not mekayim tashbisu, so memele on yontev itself, it's also not. If you're not mekayim tashbisu, memele it's vayter, it's masher chometz, and you're not being mevayer. So you're not mekayim the tashbisu bechlal on yontev. So how could you do it? How could you be mevayer? Al kaponim from Rabbi Kiveger, we see. From these two Rabbi Kivegas that the din of Tashbisu is that you have to do a maise and a mitzvah that you should do it. And not like Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim is mizvakech on a different Rabbi Kivegar, but Reb Chaim says that Tashbisu l'alocha, that it's also mevar v'zor l'ruach. Dikur is it's a negative that we shouldn't have it. So nisbayar me'elov is also the kium din of Tashbisu, because the ikur is that my house, I don't have chometz. Rabbi Kiveger keeps on saying again and again that Tashbisu, even if it's Mefar Bezer L'Ruach, is that I should do it and I should do a Pula. And if I do it Al Yedei Goy, I'm not Mekayim a Mitzvah of Tashbisu. So that's to be Misakein, to say what we in short, what we were talking about is two Shitas. If Bali Roy, Bali Motzi is Anita Kles, and if he tastes, there's no Malkus. Lefi the Rambam, there is Malkus if you did a Maise. And Lefi Rashi, it could be Rashi holds that it's Nitak Leset, but he doesn't hold. The Tosfos says that there is a din that's Masha Chomet Al Nas Levaro is Mutar, and the Magen Avraham Paskins it La'alocha and the Shulchan Aruch. Then we said two Shittas, if Tashbisu La'alocha, that Tashbisu is also Mefar Bezer L'Ruach, if Tashbisu is a negative, that means Zikra, I shouldn't have Chomets by me, and a lot talked about it, they have named Luim, many Sfarim talked about that. Nezer talks about it. If Tashbisu is that I have to do a Maise, and Rabbi Kiveger says I have to do a Maise and a Mitzvah Sese, and Reb Chaim says that Tashbisu, if it's Mefar Bezer L'Ruach, it's without a Maise, just that I shouldn't have Chometz. It's like a Iser Ese, that's a Kiyum Din of a Ese, but it's not a Nitak L'Ese, against the law. Interesting that Rabbi Dor Sameach says, Dor Sameach says a svora. Why shouldn't it be a nitak lesa? He says every nitak lesa, the tikkun is to take away what you wanted to gain. Lemoshel, if you left basar of kodshim, you burn it. You have no revach from it. You took away the peah from the field, you have to give it to the anin. Or you're meshaleach anuso, so you have to bring her back. It's a tikkun of the law. He says lemoshel by tmura. The Gemara also calls it a nitak les, even though I didn't do anything. The etzim thing, I made tamura, and the Torah says that it's all yahu tamura, so yah kodesh. Why is that a nitak les if I'm not doing a tikkun? Only because his revach was that he wanted to get back his behemah. The Torah says both should be. So memele, he doesn't have a revach. This that he doesn't have a revach, a Torah is from the lab, makes that it's called a nitak les. But he says, by Bali Royen Tashbisu, it's not a nitak les, according to the Rambam. He says the svara is because the esa and the lab is the same thing. The lab is not to keep it in your house. If you kept it in your house, you should be mashbis. It also not to keep it in your house. So you don't have a toelis in the esa more than the lab. It's not fixing the lab more. It's when you're taking away the lab, you're doing the same thing you're doing in the esa. So Memele says a svara that it shouldn't be called a nitak les. That's part of the sugya. It's one small part of the whole sugya of Bali Roya, if it's called a nitak les, if there's malchus or not.